Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Today, I'm highlighting Cameron Armstrong and the visualization practice he guided participants through on the latest MAPS, Mass Astral Projection session. It involves becoming one with an object. This technique reminds me of an out-of-body experience I had, where I entered into the wooden window frame of my room. I could see what it was like from the inside. It was like globules of moving energy, really quite amazing. Please do not do the following technique if you are driving, operating machinery, or doing anything that requires full concentration. It involves relaxation and you may fall asleep. Here's Cameron talking about concentration.
Concentration is basically defined as the ability to focus the mind on just one thing. So often what's going on in the mind is you're chattering away and you might be thinking of this and that and that, and with all this internal dialogue going on. And this is not good if you want to try an astral project, because what will happen is if your mind is scattered when you're trying to astral project, then one of two things will happen. Either your mind will be too active and you won't be able to fall asleep, or you'll just drift off into a dream. Because this is what the mind is like when you fall asleep normally. When you go to bed, put your head on the pillow, you're thinking about the day, about your problems, about whatever. Just keep thinking and thinking and thinking until you fall asleep, and then you may end up dreaming about the things you were thinking about. But if you want to astral project, you have to stay concentrated on just one thing. And what that thing is depends on the specific astral projection technique that you're deciding to use. So, for example, one astral projection technique is to concentrate on your heartbeats. If you are going to do that, then you would be concentrating just on the heartbeats and nothing else. So you won't be thinking about anything. You'll be just focused on the heartbeats until your physical body falls asleep, and then you will remain concentrated, you will remain aware, and then you will consciously astral project. One good thing about concentration is it actually can have the tendency to make you fall asleep faster. So people that get really good with this, not me, but other people that get really good with this, can astral project within 5 minutes, even if they're not physically tired, because they're just that concentrated that it actually promotes the sleep of the physical body. One specific type of concentration is visualization. And this is basically the ability to see things with the mind's eye. And this is a very important skill to master, because so many of the astral projection techniques involve visualization. And there are two different kinds of visualization. There's surface and imaginative. Basically, surface visualization is you closing your eyes and you visualize an object. For example, grab anything. There's my iPhone, okay? If I was to do a surface visualization of my iPhone, I would place it down where I can see it. I would study it with my eyes, see how the light reflects off it, all the different colors and textures. Just study it, learn what it looks like, and then I would close my eyes and then recreate what I can remember about it. And just keep that mental image still as well. Don't rotate the object in your mind. Just keep it still. Just keep that image static. And try and increase the details of it. Like, what did the corner of that object look like? You know, how did the light reflect from it? Did it have any strange texture to it? And that's basically what surface visualization is. And we'll be doing exercises to increase your ability to do that. And we'll also be doing imaginative visualization, which is like surface visualization, but it's taken up a notch, where if I was to do an imaginative visualization of my iPhone again, I would start with a surface visualization, and then I'd zoom into it in my mind. I'd rotate the object in my mind. I would feel it, like with my mind's hands. I'd pick it up. I'd pretty much use all of my five senses to kind of, you know, recreate this object in your mind. And then what you can even do is you can penetrate the object, so you can explore inside the object. So if I went into my iPhone, I'd probably see lots of circuitry, things like that. I'd see the battery. I'd see the SIM card. I'd explore everything within it. It's okay to be using your imagination in this way, even if you're not sure what it looks like inside, even if you see something weird, and you go, oh, that can't be really there, that's just silly. Just go with it anyway. And what can happen if you actually do this well enough is you can actually be so focused that you astral project and find yourself going straight into that object, and you become the object. One fun object to do for this one is a candle flame. And you can actually project into the candle. That's one thing we should definitely try, I reckon. We'll give you plenty of notice for that one, though, so if you want to buy a candle, we'll give that one a shot. But what we can do now is we can do a practice surface visualization. You should be doing the visualization practice as often as you want, but obviously the more the better. But it's good to do these practice visualizations even if you're not trying to astral project, because it's a skill that needs to be developed. Just like if you're sitting in a chair and not planning to astral project, you can still practice the relaxation, for example. So if you want, you can practice relaxation and then maybe see something in front of you and then observe the object and then close your eyes and then recreate the object. Get it in as many much detail as you can. So what I think we'll do now is Ryan's not back, is he? No. Okay, I'll guide a relaxation, and I will also get us to do we'll start off with a surface visualization, and then I'll turn it into an imaginative one. Obviously, we're not going to do the same object. So everyone right now, pick any object near you, or go and grab one that you like. And we'll do that. You might want to... Yeah, you can do that if you want. Obviously...
It means a lot to me, this bottle.
Probably. That's good, yeah. Do something with sentimental value if you can. I mean, obviously... okay. Yeah, obviously, it's probably more inspiring to try and do it on a candle or a pot plant or something, instead of, you know, just a pencil or something like that.
Or I have got a candle here, actually. I could do that, maybe.
Or one of these, if you remember what these are.
Now, that's inspiring. A floppy disk. Oh, yeah.
Actually, that would be pretty cool to do an imaginative visualization, go inside it. And you can zoom in as far as you want. You can explore the object at a molecular level. And what this also does is it can, if you get good at it, this can become a form of remote viewing. you can actually penetrate the object with your mind and see what is actually there. But that's only if you do this with lots of practice. I can't say I've done that myself. But my friend has. He was doing it. He was actually visualizing. This is a different technique, but he was visualizing the whole room, and he took his focus like above the cupboard, and he saw the different textures of the cupboard, which were actually different from the front of the cupboard, but you couldn't see it from where we were. So what he did, like after the practice, was he got a ladder and kind of climbed up there and had a look at the top of it, and it was an exact match. So it's an interesting thing you can try out.
Are you gonna like guide us through this? Did you say?
Yeah.
From what I've gathered, from what Cameron said, we're gonna choose an object. Could be anything. I was gonna use this, but I decided to use a candle instead because you know the flame's very transfixing. We're gonna like basically observe it in a very deep meditative fashion. We're gonna create some sort of visual image of it. And then I think after we've created a visual image of it, we then kind of go into the visual image within our mind's eye and actually become one with it and kind of try and merge with it. I'm pretty sure that is the concept behind this.
So are we ready? Has everyone got their object? All right. What you want to do is you want to just sit there, making sure you have a good clear view of the object you want to use. Okay. Now, as with any practice, the very first step is relaxation. Never, ever bypass this step, even if you feel that you're relaxed enough already. Often you will feel too lazy to relax, or even you do start relaxing, but you just go over it too quickly and you don't end up as relaxed as you should be, even if you feel relaxed. Okay, I will just guide a quick relaxation now though. Okay, so because we're going to be starting with the looking at the object, you don't have to close your eyes for this relaxation, but you can if you want to. Okay, so just where you're sitting, just put your feet firmly on the floor. Just put your hands where you want to, just on your lap or wherever. And just relax your feet. Should be just lightly touching the ground, the floor. And relax the ankles. Go up to the knees. If you're very relaxed, you may feel sort of tingling in the areas that you've relaxed. You might not, and that's okay. Let's go up the legs to your thighs. You should be sitting firmly in the chair, but very relaxed. Now go up the back. Go up the neck and also relax the shoulders. Go down shoulders, arms, elbows, hands and fingers. Just relax it all. You want to be in a position that you won't feel the need to move, even if you stay in this one position for an hour or more. You need to be so relaxed that you wouldn't want to be in any other position. Okay, now go up the neck, relax the jaw. Now, we're going to be looking at this object, so center your head on the object without straining the neck. If it does strain the neck, then just move the object into a position where you can look at it without straining. Okay. Relax the eyes. The cheeks, the ears, the forehead. Relax every muscle in your head. Relax every muscle in your neck. Let your shoulders drop down, your arms, your fingers, everything in its natural position, its natural state. Down the back, down the torso, down to the hips, and down the legs, the knees, the feet. You should feel completely relaxed. Okay. Now, just begin to look at the object now. Firstly, just looking at its general shape and its size. Don't make mental notes though, you don't want internal dialogue. You don't want to be saying things like, oh, it's green here, and it turns a bit curvy over there. Don't make mental notes, just use the consciousness. The silent consciousness to observe, and take in all the details. Okay. Look at all the colors, look at all the textures. If it moves, such as a candle flame, look at the way it dances. Look at the way the light reflects off it. Or if you're using a candle, you may see that some of the light penetrates the wax and makes the wax glow. Observe things like this. Okay, what we're going to be doing now is just close your eyes and recreate what you see, what you've seen. But don't kind of zoom in yet. Just keep a still image. Just focused on getting the details right. It's okay if you can't keep an image for longer than a split second. Just keep trying. And if you can't remember how the object looks, just open your eyes again and remind yourself. Take in more details. And then slowly close your eyes again. Visualize the object as best you can. In the beginning, visualization is extremely difficult. So Don't be hard on yourself if you're having a hard time with this. Actually, it gets easier the more in a trance you are. So, most likely we're all very awake at the moment. But as we keep at it, if we get more and more into a trance state, then the powers of visualization magnify immensely. If you want, I'll just open your eyes once more. Take in all the details. Don't strain any muscles as well. Keep perfectly relaxed. Close your eyes again. Recreate the object in your mind. Okay. I'm going to try now to hold this image. We'll try this for a couple of minutes. And then what I'll do is I'll change this practice into the imaginative visualization. But it's good to do a whole practice dedicated to just surface visualization. But I'll do both now just for the sake of learning. So just hold that image. Recreate all the details you saw. All the colors. All the different shapes and textures. Don't zoom in on the object, just keep it how you saw it. Without any internal dialogue. Okay. Now what we're going to do is just keep the image in your mind, but now we're going to actually exist within this scene. So what I mean by that is, you're going to be, if you want, you can exist as a tiny point of consciousness, a tiny spark, or you can pretend that you are really, really tiny. And we're going to slowly approach this object. So you should be seeing the object getting bigger and bigger as you approach it, just very slowly. If you're doing the candle, try and recreate the increase in temperature as you approach the candle flame. It can get hot, but you won't get burnt from it. Won't cause pain. Now, explore the surface of this object first. Go right up to it. If you want to imagine yourself as a tiny person, you can put your hands on the object, feel it. What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What is it like to be next to this object? Climb up to the top of the object. What does it look like on the top? keep exploring the object. You're not going inside yet, just keep exploring the outside of the object, using all of your senses. All this without using labels in your mind, without commenting. Just stay focused. Okay, we're now ready to penetrate the object. So, you're going to put your hand through it, become really tiny and put your hand through it, or just fly straight into it. What does it look like inside? What is it like to be inside this object? Explore it. The natural curiosity, just like a small child. Just play around in there for a little while. Can do now is become as tiny as you can and go into the very center of the object, inside of it, the very center, the core. Once you're in the center of this object, you want to expand your awareness, increase in size, until you become the object itself. You are no longer human. You are this object. What is it like to be this object? Keep your awareness like this for a while. If your mind wanders off, then just bring your focus back to the object. Alright. This was just a short one, but we'll bring that practice to an end. Because visualization can be very difficult for some people. And it might be mentally draining if you force it for too long. So we'll just end the practice there. So when you're ready, just open your eyes. And you can move again.
I hope you enjoyed Cameron's visualization practice. I'm sure Rhys, Ryan and Cameron would love to hear from you on their forum at www.massastralprojectionsessions.com. This is Ali Wiley from astralwings.com. Pop over and say hello. Happy travels!